Good morning, coming up on 9:10 here on a Wednesday, and that means we have Candy Westbrook in studio from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing? Did you get much sleep last night after trying to watch the returns?
Yeah, we were talking about that. I tried to stay up until about 11:30, and then I was like, I got to crash. I can't wait for it to call. So, I'm getting older, though. I can't stay up late anymore.
All right, well, I left here around 12:25 or so, but I'm really, I'm still running on adrenaline, I guess.
I know.
I'm perfectly fine this morning. We'll see what happens, but.
Well, my morning was interesting,
so I'll
share a little story with a group. We today are having a lunch and learn. It's called Chamber 101 and training people on how to maximize your benefits, right? And I was going to make a soup today for the luncheon, so everybody had a good food, and I saved some money. Had all my ingredients, made half of it last night, got everything boxed up this morning, came to work, was so excited to get the soup going, and I left my crock pot at home.
No.
And I don't live in town, and I had to be here on the radio, and I was in full-blown panic. I was texting all my coworkers, and some of them already had food in their crock pot, and I was like, what am I going to do? So I frantically ran to the store, grabbed a crock pot, and threw everything, and I literally at 9 o'clock was like, phew, I made it in time. I got to get to the radio. So,
you know,
great morning.
Making soup is always fraught with peril because you have to plan. You have to plan ahead. And it's one of those foods that requires more planning than it should. It seems like you should have always started the soup a day before you start it, no matter when you start
all the ingredients that you have to prep. But once you dump it all in, then you're done. But
and it's one of those things, too. The flavor is always better. It's good that you did start it yesterday because that helps the flavor sort of thing. But
yeah.
Our cooking show continues here, apparently. but food aside, what is going on with the chamber?
All right. Well, first, I just want to thank everybody that ran for office. No matter how you voted or what happened today and yesterday, just those that put yourself out there. You know, that's a big thing to run for office. So shout out to everybody. Also, I encourage everybody to go out to the Chamber's Facebook page today. We shared a post about thanking our small businesses. Technically, I don't know if it's official or unofficial, but this is considered small business season during the holidays. And it's a time to just kind of recognize that they are a big part of our community. And we are really blessed in Coffeyville and this whole county with just small businesses that are donating, they're giving back, they work a lot of hours. And I know a few of them, they're like, we don't make any money. People think we make a lot of money. We don't make a lot of money.
Right.
So I'm just appreciative. So go out to Facebook, share our post, and then give a shout out to one of your favorite small businesses.
And two, we got Small Business Saturday coming up, you know, kind of around the Black Friday, right after Thanksgiving sort of thing. It's kind of, everything's kind of leading up to that because it's a big event.
It is. So. Speaking of great businesses, though, the Chamber every year has annual awards so that we can thank those, not just businesses, but individuals that go above and beyond to help our community. So we have those narrowed down to the top three nominees in each category, and voting is open today. I'm going to be emailing it out. So if you're on our newsletter, it'll come straight to your box. Just click vote. It's super easy. I mean, you're used to voting anyway, right? Everybody went to the polls.
Right.
So you should have. Or I'm going to be posting it on Facebook this week. Or just call us and we can send it to you. But we want everybody to go out and vote. And let's just recognize those great businesses that do well. And then save the date. January 20th is when we'll have our annual dinner. And that's where we celebrate those winners. And it's called A Night Amongst the Stars. So it'll be... just, it's a fun day.
Dress up.
We get to have dinner, cocktails, food, and awards. So, okay. So, speaking of, well, I guess not speaking of, but holidays. We were talking about holidays coming and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Brown Mansion will let you have a holiday? You can host your holiday party out there.
Yeah. I think maybe Denise was talking about it. And that's what a great opportunity.
Oh,
if you're planning your company holiday party coming up, I mean, this could be
a gorgeous place to have it. So, yes, call them. And I mean, I know they're already getting things booked, so call sooner than later.
It's a lot better than sitting around the conference room staring at each other.
Yes, you know? Exactly. And I would say, even if you can't get into the mansion, I know the Yoke always has their room that they book out for the holidays, the Country Club, multiple places. So, but yeah, you got to
do it now.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, we have Christmas parade's coming up already pretty soon. So,
okay, some other things from our local businesses and members. LeClaire Lake is stocked. They have over 350 rainbow trout ready for the beginning of the season. You do have to get your trout permit on top of the fishing license, though. That was something I learned the other day. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you have to do an
I learned that, too. Yeah, yeah. We had that, Brian wrote that news story about it, so I was like, yeah, I had no idea.
What?
So he's our resident angler.
Oh, my goodness. Some other good news you probably heard. Gigi's is now going to start serving breakfast on weekends from 7 to 10:45, starting November 5th.
Great.
Was this? Yeah,
yeah, this yeah it's already started. Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
So Saturdays, go get some breakfast.
Some more food downtown. Yay. Is always good.
Yes. And then the other restaurant I mentioned a few weeks back, I'm supposed to have a meeting with them tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. On the official opening date, but I think they're going to be doing a soft opening sometime in the next few days. And that is the Penny's Diner.
Yes, the paint is looking good. They've got they painted the white coat of paint, and now they've got the red kind of along the top.
Uh-huh. So that is going to be awesome because it's going to be 24 hours a day. You can go in and get all kinds of yummy stuff. So another restaurant.
Wonderful.
Yay.
That is going to be great. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yes. And from one of our members, Olson's Hardware, it's getting to be a lot like Christmas out, and they have all kinds of decorating up. So stop by if you need holiday decor. There was all kinds of things in there, and my husband had to tell me, no, we already have about 5 million boxes at our house, but I love Christmas.
Oh, I think that's going to be our Wilson Medical Center question of the day, too. When is it appropriate to start decorating for Christmas? Because when I came back, I was in Wichita this weekend, and I was driving back. It was after dark now because, you know, the sun sets at 3 p.m.
Oh, I know.
And I already saw. I was like, oh, there's some Christmas lights that popped up just like that.
Some people get started early. I know. I wanted to give a shout out to our schools. We are just really blessed. Both our school district and our college, like the last few years, they've been receiving awards. They've been doing innovative changes. They've been building and growing. Specifically today, I wanted to say thanks to USD 445. They have worked all this year on changing their food menu for the kiddos. So they're using fresh ingredients. They're actually having like not your typical cafeteria food. So it's not, you know, knock on hard hamburger thing, patty. And they're doing like fresh fruits and vegetables and just doing things that we know are going to be healthier for our kids and taste good. So.
Yeah. I mean, they're making it more from scratch. And I know Dr. Corral has been sharing all those pictures. And,
I know.
It's just great.
It is awesome. And then CCC has been doing great. Lately, they've been doing all kinds of community events. So they had Trunk or Treat right after our Spooktacular. They've got their Red Raven holiday coming up, and I'm going to share on that. Their athletics are on fire right now. They're doing amazing. Mm-hmm. I love watching that. And then a little side note, they just won the Governor's Award for the outstanding float at the Neowalla Parade.
Well, look at that.
Yeah,
that is great.
That's kind of cool. All right, couple other things. In the news, I've been telling everybody that Mother Nature has been wreaking havoc on us. Well, with all the drought issues, even though we've seen some rain, it's not quite, well, not out of the woods yet. Fire danger is definitely a high priority when it starts getting severe weather. All it takes is one little lightning bolt and whew. So be careful of that. Also, KDOT is saying that with staff shortages, we are going to be having challenges with them removing snow and ice this season, which is not good. So we might not be able to get on the roads. So be careful this season, everybody on driving. Slow down. Just watch what you're doing. So. Okay, let's talk about fun stuff, all the events coming up. So the 4-H banquet is this week. It's something the Chamber hosts every year to recognize all those ag students that work hard all year round. And so that'll be coming up. The Veterans Day program is also coming up on the 11th and 12th. So the 11th is a dinner. So all the veterans are invited to attend that at the VFW. And then on the 12th at CCC is a Veterans Day program. Coming up next week is the Chamber Holiday Open House. Talking about small businesses, here's a great day to get your early shopping for Christmas and support our local businesses who give back. If you go out to our Facebook, we have an event created for it and has a list of all the participating retailers. And we're giving away some amazing gift baskets. I've been putting them together and I want to keep them for myself, but I can't.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I know. Yep. And the more places you shop, the more you get to enter. So if you go to 5 different places, you have 5 different entries. So it'll be great. And then the next day, the Yoke is having their murder mystery. I've talked about that in the past.
I saw the billboard for that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So that is the 16th. I don't know if they still have tickets. I think they do. So check quick, though, and make sure you can get in on that. The day after that, I mean, I'm telling you, next week is the week.
Apparently.
There's so much going on. Match day is coming.
Oh, yes. It is coming up. Yeah,
so,
17th.
So many great organizations, including one of my favorites, because I'm facilitating this year, and that's Leadership Coffeeville. Great class, kind of preparing future leaders and helping those in the community just get engaged. We have a full list of everybody that's on the list for the match day in our newsletter, or stop by the chamber. We can print one off for you. Or, of course, it's all over Facebook. So
yeah, and there's several ways to donate. You can stop by, you can mail it in, and you can donate online.
Mm-hmm. I always do it online. It's so easy that way.
Sure, just make it simple.
So that's exciting. And then the day after that is the Raven Holiday. And so this year, they're going to have carriage rides with the Clydesdales. Mm. They're going to have Santa, of course, hot chocolate, treats, games, and their production of the Christmas Carol. So that's always a fun day at the CCC campus, and that's the 18th. Probably we won't go into detail today about it, but maybe next week. But, of course, right after that, after Thanksgiving, will be the Brown Mansion candlelit tours, Christmas on the Plaza, the Christmas parade, and the tree lighting. We don't actually have a ceremony. It's always hard because we want to do it on the day of the parade, but we don't want to wait. It's too long.
Sure.
So I think they turn them on Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving. So the big old plaza tree will be lit up. It's beautiful, and invite everybody to come down. But more details on that next week.
Excellent. So. Well, that was a report. If I've ever
I
heard
know.
One.
All
great.
Kinds of stuff. I love
Lots
it.
Lots of stuff going on here in Coffeeville. So we appreciate you, Candy, and all the work the Chamber is doing, because it's just good things happening
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, it is great.
All right. Very good. Well, Candy Westbrook, always a pleasure, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
And we will continue Open Line right after this on the Mighty 690.